Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, July 13th of 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, tonight, the Miracle Man. And I'm so glad that you have chosen tonight to tune in to not only to be, I mean, ultimately, I pray that you've tuned into this program to hear the word of the Lord. And my prayer, of course, is that you receive everything that God wants you to receive, especially from, particularly when we study the word and I discuss it in a little bit. And of course, to start with, we talk about, we have a little fun talking about what I've been up to and all that kind of, and all that kind of good stuff, kind of filling you in on some things that are going on, some things that are coming up, and what have you. And then normally at the end, normally we talk about sports, and I do have some sports things to discuss, so we will be doing that at the end of the evening. And yes, I do know what happened to the Redskins. I will address that and let you know. I'm going to come about it from a sports side of things, not necessarily from a political side, because I try to time talking about politics while at the same time, like even when I talk to you about the virus and stuff, it's important to me that you listeners know the truth. Because the fake news won't always tell you the truth. You see, you know, CBS, ABC, CNN, Communist News Network, Fox News, depending on who is on there, it can actually be fake news. They won't always tell you. A lot of times they won't. A lot of times they won't tell you the truth. They're just told, okay, here's the news, report it, here's how you say it, you know, if you got an opinion, give it. Yeah, but anyhow, and of course we're going to get into the word of the Lord a bit later, and we're continuing to deal with the series on the end times. Tonight we're dealing with hell, and how it's the place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. And entering the narrow gate, which we will be discussing. Tomorrow night, we'll be dealing with heaven, our home, and our heavenly body, meaning our home in heaven. When it comes to the home, I mean our heavenly home and heavenly body. I'm going to have some fun with it. So be ready to laugh a little bit, because going to be awesome, and there's a game I play about which I will discuss tomorrow night. And part of it's based on, in my father's house are many mansions. And he talks about, if it were not so, I would have told you. And there are certain things about heaven that, you know, that the Bible says. There's other things that it doesn't necessarily say. And so you have to use your imagination. Like they taught us all to do when we were little. And I remember hearing that from Barney and other things like, and you can use your imagination. And all that, but then Wednesday night I'm gonna deal with the 1,000-year reign and what that's gonna be like and what happens when God puts his foot down on the Mount of Olives, and that's going to be awesome. So you don't want to miss any of this week, as we're going to have a great time in the Word of God. Praise God. Obviously, right now we really need to keep America in our prayers. Keep the government in our prayers. We need to pray that God just turns the wheels, turns the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariots and whatever the enemy has planned would come to naught. And so we are going to pray over that in a little bit. And we're going to sing a couple songs. We're going to get in the Word. And then we'll have our sports and discussion. So we're going to be a bit all over the road tonight. We're going to be kind of here and there and everywhere. So, start off, of course, by saying, of course, today was National French Friday, and so that meant that if you have the app on your McDonald's app on your phone and you're registered for the deals, you can go to McDonald's today and get a free medium fry with no purchase necessary even. I went and got the Order of America's favorite fries, but of course I had to have the best soft drink to go with it, a Coca-Cola from McDonald's. Obviously, Preacher Man, if he would say, nope, the best pop in America is Dr. Pepper. To which I respectfully disagree. Yes, I said respectfully. Hello? Hello?
Hey, I disagree. Dr. Pepper is the best.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. How are you doing, Preacher Man? It's How you doing, Preacher Man? It's good to hear you. All I do
it's
is
good
make
to hear
you.
You.
And you're right there.
I was just texting your mom saying, if I just break in, is it going to freak him out? And you said, Preacher Man and Dr. Pepper. I'm like, I'm coming on right now. Hey, I love you, man. I love you, Rivers.
Oh,
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Hey, hold on just a second. I got something for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Miracle Man.
In 7 days.
Happy birthday to you. I'm not going to be able to be with
you
on your birthday, but I figured I might as well sing it to you a little early.
Amen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so thank you so much. You're awesome.
I love you, man. I'm proud of you. I just what kicked you on. I had a few minutes here tonight to say I'm going to listen to what River's doing, and it's good to hear your voice. Good to hear you on there. Good to hear you being strong and bold for Jesus. And
kick
it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Have you looked at your stats lately?
It's been a little while, but I know what I know is I'm going and blowing and God's doing things.
Well,
that's what I know.
When you look at your stats, you've got listeners in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, India, and Jordan.
Praise God.
Besides the United States and Canada.
That's so awesome. That's good to see the word of God is going out, because after all, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach.
Yes, he
did. And guess what? I'm doing that right now.
Yes, you are.
So
10% of your listeners. 10% of your listeners are in Saudi Arabia.
That is amazing. That is so amazing. Yes, it is. And that's so to hear. And when I heard that, and I just, I'm grateful to God for what God's doing. And he's
amen.
Moving.
And
yes.
I just about quit drinking Dr. Pepper.
Just gonna say, oh, you got delivered to Coke now.
No, I'm drinking Verner's.
Oh.
See if you can get that at McDonald's.
how do you get Verner's in North Dakota?
There's one store. And you can't get it in a 2-liter, you can only get it in cans.
Oh wow.
But I heard that Verner's was the answer to COVID, so I started drinking a lot of it.
And of course, the word of God is a big one, of course.
Amen, brother. Amen.
And faith
amen.
And not fear. And
amen.
And everything that we're supposed to do. As I've even said on the show, I've been telling listeners that every day at midnight they need to, every day for noon they need to set their alarm, take a moment, look up into heaven and curse that virus.
Amen.
And read Psalm 23 out loud, and to read Psalm 91 also. And
I
Dr.
do it every
Buckley
day at
gave
noon,
us.
Brother.
Amen.
I do it.
Good to
I
see
do it
you.
Every day at noon.
And now I even set an alarm. That way I have no reason to forget.
Amen.
Because that way I can't make an excuse. Of, oh, I was not anymore, because now I got that alarm. And I made it so that it's loud and annoying, so that it gets my attention.
Well, hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, listen, brother, I won't keep you. And that's all I had to say was happy birthday and keep on the march. And can I pray with you before we go?
Yes, you may.
Father, in Jesus' name, I pray right now for the miracle, man, and for this show. Upfront Entertainment, Lord. Make this voice, make River's voice continually go around this world where you want it to go. We thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the same when Adam and Eve in the garden, Dr. Summerall when he cast out the demon in the Philippines, and Miracle Man sitting in Midland, Michigan, preaching the gospel on the radio. And thank you that his voice is reaching these people. I pray, Lord, as I have always said, to Rivers, to Miracle Man, that this miracle manifests now in all of his life.
Amen.
No more hindrance of our enemy. And the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Walk with Rivers every single day in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, help him to drink Verner's, not Coca-Cola. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Happy.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bless you, man. Love you. I'll be gone now. I'm going to listen, but go back to what you're doing. I love you, brother.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. It's always a blessing every time that whenever we have Preacher Man coming on the air with us. I was going to say in the house with us, but really it's on the air, you know, online with us, and obviously since it's you know, on the microphone, and it's like he's talking through it, you know, it's like having him in the house, but still, it, like I said, it's always a great thing. I totally received that prayer, but I was going to say I did go grab the America's Favorite Fry and the Coca-Cola. And yes, you can find Verner's. You can find Verner's at select McDonald's. Not all. Select. But mainly just in Michigan. Not in North Dakota. Not in these other countries. You may be able to find it in Saudi Arabia, Jordan. These other countries are all listening to me right now. Maybe not. You'll have to look. But obviously, hopefully, you'll be able to find a Coca-Cola. Amen. But like I was saying, I did go do that today. And then this coming Sunday, of course, we have National Ice Cream Day, which I'll certainly be getting ice cream somewhere good. And then, of course, July is National Hot Dog Month. I like calling them mystery tubes, even though I like to eat them. And I know what's in them might be a mystery. Every one of those might be different. But you know what? They're delicious. So I'll just leave it at that. And wanted to let you know of a couple things coming. This next week at my church, we have the Invasion Youth and Young Adults Conference. And so that's going to be amazing, as it is every year, even though it'll be different because of, yeah, COVID. And so I still think it's going to be amazing. God's going to use it. And I will be out there at night, you know, to watch God move and to grab some food from the spoon. I hope the Invasion Mobile's on. You can hear some of that great music coming from it. And just pray that God moves and He works on it, and that He, on behalf of every young person that attends the conference. Okay. Also, you know, with the unknown of whether or not the kids are going to go back to school, hopefully they will. They need to go back in person. Some of these states are going to start doing the back-to-school weekends. Alabama is scheduled to be first this coming weekend. Tennessee a couple weeks later. And then a host of states the weekend of August 7th to 9th. And the host of states includes ones like Ohio, Texas, Florida, among others. And so that's going to be good. And reopening. This weekend I was down to the huge indoor outlet mall here in Michigan, you know, Great Lakes Crossing. It was by far the busiest I had seen that thing since the lockdown, the shutdown, the shut up, whatever you want to call it. The mask invasion, you know, whatever it is you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. Mask invasion might be a good name, right? Yeah. The mask invasion. Certainly, because it's crazy. Now we got a mask order, and now you can't see the people's face. And what happens if you got someone committing a crime? Well, one state a couple months ago, they had made it so that the one person who doesn't necessarily need to wear a mask, because if you're committing a crime, oh, you don't have a mask on? Oh, I'm a criminal. Oh, go ahead, go on ahead, go. Just do what you're gonna. And everyone else is supposed to wear a mask. I think that's kind of silly, don't you? I know, but I still think it's funny.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Well, because usually, a lot of times, listeners, like when everything is normal, I know in one particular state, I'm sure it's not the only one, but for example, in the state of Florida, if you're over 16 normally, it is illegal for you to wear a mask. In public, so like unless you're like a medical worker or something, which requires you to, because if you wear a mask, you can always be like you're a hoodlum. You got it all covering your face, so they can't tell who you are. Can't see the facial expressions. In reality, the masks are kind of dangerous. Right? Can't see their face?
Yeah,
you know, ID and that. You got to make sure that you're not standing behind a terrorist at the register.
Right.
And all that kind of stuff. Not, oh, Miracle Man, you're afraid. No. Logical thinking. Just thinking about, you know, what's going on. And it's just, and you just go, wow, whatever happened to common sense? Whatever happened? But anyhow, I was down there in Detroit area the other day, and I was at the local Great Lakes Crossing. That was the most I'd seen it since March. Would you say it was double compared to that one Tuesday when we were there, or a little more than that? Great Lakes. Would you say it was like triple what the previous time had been? Oh, yeah, which was about double what that Saturday had been. So it's up. So it's compared to what it was like the 1st of June, it's went up a lot. But by July standards, closer to normal than what it was to, than what it is to what it was like in like early June. Because by normal, I mean normal by July standards, because in Michigan, a lot of people go up north on the July weekends. So it's just something I've noticed over the last couple of years of keeping track, asking around, and all that. But so that was good to see that it's pretty busy. Most of the stores opening back up. And so that was good to see. But like I said, we do need to pray that God pull back the enemy, because obviously the enemy has plans, and we need to pray against this, because prayer changes things, and we know that it does. We don't have to guess, because we know. Amen. Let me just check my clock. Sorry about that. Oh, sorry about that. But so I'm gonna take a minute and pray over America and this thing, all this stuff that's going around. We're gonna curse this enemy. Then we're gonna sing a couple songs. Worship, and then we're going to open up the Bible and study together. Heavenly Father, I come before you today. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the United States of America, for the great country as it is, that it is, that you've used it time and time again. I pray, Lord God, right now that the American people would wake up to what's going on. May they wake up. Thank you that you would wake up your people in this country, that they would realize exactly what's going on. And as they wake up, thank you that you pull back the enemy. You pull back the plans of the enemy. Whatever the enemies have planned, whatever it is, and I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're dealing with your people in this country. You're dealing with those in office. You're at the federal level, at the state level, at the local level, even in these cities and counties, and that you're dealing with them, Lord Jesus. And may you open their eyes to what's going on. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will fix and you will heal our land as the people of this country humble themselves and pray. COVID, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Woke culture, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Cancel culture, bound in the name of Jesus. I thank you that all the stuff that the enemy is trying to bring on will cease right now. All the stuff that's not of you may be fixed in the name of Jesus. May you deal with what's going on. In
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, amen. Because sometimes we just gotta be bold and firm. Because I've been keeping track of what's going on lately. I'm like, well, it's crazy what everything that's going on. It's crazy everything that's going on. And then I heard what Dr. Copeland said. Listeners, I was listening to a sermon that Brother Kenneth Copeland had preached around the 1st of April. And at one point in that sermon, he said two different things. God had showed him both of this. He had said, for one, he said, I'm not just going to stop it. I mean, I am eventually, but I'm going to wake up my people first. He said, I'm going to wake up my people first. The second thing he said is this will be over sooner than you think. And that was in regards to the corona. That is why I am praying that the people of God will wake up, because as they are awoken, as they seek the face of God, the plague will be stealed from off our land. I think about, you know, about 2 Chronicles 7:14. Where it says, if my people would humble themselves and pray, if they seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and we've had a lot of wicked stuff going on over the years, you know, wicked decisions and that by the courts, you know, other wicked things going on in this country over the years, oh my. If they seek my face and humble themselves and turn from all those wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Amen. 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 I was going to go right into singing after I prayed, but felt like in my spirit right there that I was supposed to share that little nugget. So, like I said, we're going to sing, and then we will turn to the book of Matthew, and we're going to deal with hell and entering heaven by the narrow gate. No, actually, now it's hell where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. And so, All right, listeners, I am very sorry. You got to love modern technology. It's crazy what'll happen. It is so crazy. And all I'm doing is, you know, I'm just starting to sing, and then all of a sudden that thing happens. And so, back to worship, because, all right. Oh, yeah. So let the king of my heart be the life inside myself, the life in which I dwell. Oh, here's my song. And let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, then the anchor of my days. Oh, here's my song. And let the king of my heart be the life inside myself, the water of my will. Oh, here's my song. And let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the anchor of my days. Oh, here's my song. You are good. You're good. Lord, you are good. You're good. Lord, you are good. You're good. Lord, you are good. Good Lord. You're never going to let You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You are good, you're good. Lord, you are good, you're good. Lord, you are good. You're good. Lord, you are good. You're good. Lord. What did you just do? You're never gonna let. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You are good, you're good, oh Lord, you are good, you're good. Lord, you are good, you're good, Lord. You are good. You're good. Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're always so good to us. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let the blessing be upon you and 1,000 generations and your family and your children, and their children, and their children, in the morning, and the evening, and the night, and the evening, all around you, and within you, he is for 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 you. Yeah. Oh, amen. Lord bless you and keep you in all your ways. Lord keep you and turn you good way. Amen. Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen. 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 Let His favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and your children, and their children, in the morning, in the evening, and behind you, and behind you, all around you, and within you, His presence, in the presence, is for you, in the evening, in the morning, and beside you, all around you, and within you, He is for 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 you, yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blessing upon us, your favor upon us and those of us who have children, and our children, and our families, and their children, and their children, and their, and a thousand generations, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your blessing is upon us, that you bless us and keep us, and that you are always for us, and you're not against us. You're always for us. You're always fighting for us. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And I just give you praise and all and honor and glory for that. And I just thank you tonight, Lord God, for this word that will go forth tonight with boldness and simplicity so that these listeners can understand it. And I just thank you, Lord God, that every need would be met tonight. And I also confess, Lord God, I give you permission, Lord God, to do whatever you want to do tonight in the Word of God. In the name of the Lord. And now I make my confession tonight over this program that sponsors and partners come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program, that finances come into this program, and most importantly, Lord God, I thank you for souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great program tonight in Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen and amen.
figure it out real quick. I'm just fixing it. And then I'll be able to, I'm just fixing this real quick. This is what my husband and we will be able to get going to the word of the Lord.
All right. Sorry. Now. Turn with me, please, to the book of Matthew. It'll be chapter 11. Praise God. And I want to encourage you to stick with us here. They just look at something here. But when they, and I just think, you know, listeners, about the goodness of the Lord. And he's just so powerful and so amazing. I'm just looking at something here to see, make sure that where I'm going is the right place. And I'm just checking, making sure. And obviously it's not 12 or 13. We'll try 14. So we'll go to 14. Actually, no. Let's go to 9. I'm sorry. So, but of course, don't you just love the word? I do. So, like I said, we're going to chapter number 9. And we'll begin with verse 1. Chapter 9, verse 1. And Jesus stepped into a boat. He crossed over, came to his own town, and some men brought him a paralytic lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming." King, knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sin," they said to the paralytic, "Get up, take your mat, go home." The man got up and he went home. And when the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God who had given such authority. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told them. Matthew got up, followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him, with his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Go learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then John's disciples came and asked him, how is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus answered, how can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. In those days, they will fast. And who sews a path on an unshrunk cloth, an old garment? And the latch will fall away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do men pour wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, the wineskins will be ruined. Nope, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. And while he was saying this, a ruler came, knelt before him and said, my daughter has just died. Come and put your hand on her, and she will live. Jesus got up. I'm turning the page. And went with him, as did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, if I only touch his cloak, I will be healed. Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said. Your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed from that moment. And when Jesus entered the ruler's house, and he saw the flute players and the noisy crowd, he said, go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep. But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been taken outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread through all that region. Matthew 7, go there with me. Praise God. And I'm going to read this chapter. I read to you parts of chapter 9 because there were some miracles in it that I wanted you to see. And for those of you who may be decide to give your life to Christ for the first time tonight, I want you to know that Jesus is a miracle worker. It's not just about avoiding hell. It's not. That's why I wanted to show you what I showed you tonight. We are going to chapter 7 as well. So, hang with me. Verse 1. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way that you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured unto you. Why do you look at the plank of sawdust and your brother's eye, and you pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, then you were able to see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet, and then they may turn and tear you to pieces. And verse 7, Jesus said, "Ask, and it will be given unto you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, the door will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. To him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake to eat instead? Would you give your kid a snake if he asked for bread? Would you give him a snake instead to eat?"
No.
Just making sure. Okay. "If you then, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law of the prophets." Pay attention now, listeners. This is what I really want you to get. These couple of verses right here. 7:13, 7:14. "Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through that gate. But small is the gate. Straight is the gate. Small and straight is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life and heaven, and only a few find it." Verse 15. "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing." There goes the wolves in sheep's clothing. "They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit. A bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit. And a bad tree cannot bear good fruit." How hard is that to understand? How hard is that to understand? If that is not common core, that is very much how it is. Sorry. Cannot bear bad fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone that says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, the day of judgment, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy your name? And in your name, didn't we drive out demons and perform many miracles?" then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Listeners, I said it slowly on purpose. I want to make sure you get that. Away from me, you evildoers. Or another version says, away from me, you workers, verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of, who hears my words and puts them into practice, it is like a wise man who builds his house upon the rock. The rain came down. The rain came. The streams rose. The winds blew. They beat against the house. But it didn't fall because it had its foundation built on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. Uh-oh, there goes your beach house. There goes your beach house. Okay. I hope the beach house is not built on the sand. Are they, Megan? I've never really been in an actual beach house.
Some of them are on the sand, on silt. Some of them are, like, right at the edge of the sand.
At least their foundation is still on rock, right? Because if their actual foundation was on the sand, that'd be bad.
Sometimes they're
still better on the sand. All right. Like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down. The streams rose. So the rain came. The floods came. The winds blew. They beat on that house. But it fell. And great was its fall. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as the teachers of the law. All right. Enter by the narrow gate. Enter by the narrow gate. Wide is the gate. Broad. Curvy. Crooked. Very wide is the road that leads to destruction, leads to hell. And many enter through that gate. Small, straight is the gate. Narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. And only a few find it. And then, a few verses later, I want to show you other fruit. You recognize them. Verse 21 of Matthew 7. Let's see. Oh, everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Oh, wait. Not everyone. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Uh-oh. I'm sure there's people out there. Hopefully not you listeners, but maybe there's people out there who read that, but they forget the not part. Anyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy your name? And drive out demons in your name, and perform many miracles? And Jesus said, I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you workers of iniquity, you evildoers. All right. Don't worry, I was just breathing. I'm not. Oh, you're aimed. No, no, nope. It's all good. But Anyhow, you'll see from what we read here that in order to even make heaven, you have to be in the will of God. Unless, you know, first of all, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in order to make heaven. Unless you are if you're younger than the age of accountability, Jesus didn't set a certain number age, whenever the parents, you think. But obviously, I'm sure it's before the age of like 14, 16, 18. But somewhere when you're young, like, you know, 7, 8, 10, 6, somewhere in there, you come to that age of accountability. We're able to give an account. And obviously you'll have to give an account to God if you were to die. But, you know, if you can accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and then be water baptized for the remission of sins, obviously the requirement is that you accept the Lord, not necessarily that you're baptized. Obviously, if you're baptized, then that's for the remission of your sins. And still amazing. But, like I was saying, you know, you will be judged by your works on Judgment Day. And that's going to determine, your life will determine if you go to hell or heaven. And let me tell you, in hell there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In hell, the worm never dies. The fire never goes out. And if you go there, you will be there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Hell never stops. Just like heaven never stops. And there, you're in solitary confinement, so you're always social distancing there, always. You're socially distanced from the person. Oh, it's not 6 feet apart. I'm sure it's further than 6 feet apart. But you won't be able to go to the person's room or whatever because there's too much fire. And trust me, you don't to hell. You don't. And if you were to say you're a Christian, maybe, or you're supposedly a Christian, and you do things in the name of God and whatever, but really you're doing something else, and you're deceiving all these people, and it actually turns out to be very wicked, you'll have a price to pay. And it won't be pretty. I just read to you those verses twice. Because I read you the chapter, then I went through with you again the verses that I wanted you to have tonight. And obviously I did that for a reason. I want to make sure that you have the verses that I want you to have so you can write them down and study. One verse about hell: behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven. And whatever is stubble shall burn them up. That's talking about hellfire. And those people will be burned there. And the fire never ends. The fire is constant. You don't, like I said, you don't want to be there. Unfortunately, many more people will end up in hell than what will end up in heaven. And for those of you who think, oh, there's a medium, or like there's an in-between, like there's something that, you weren't good enough to make heaven, but you weren't bad enough to end up in hell. So there's this middle ground place where where it's kind of good, kind of bad, kind of when your earthly body dies, your spirit man will go somewhere. Tonight I'm dealing with hell, tomorrow night I'm dealing with heaven. But I wanted you to understand that that when you die, your spirit will go somewhere. Now, right now, you go to Hades. You died and didn't make heaven. You go to Hades. But then, when the rapture happens, like later on, then you'll end up in the ultimate lake of fire. It's called the lake of fire. And I don't know why it's even, and obviously it's not a lake because there's no water at all. Look at Lazarus. Because you showed him what it was like. And Lazarus said, "Send someone down to cool my tongue because I'm in agony from this fire." Jesus said, "Nope. Nope." He said, "Nope. Too late." This man, there's this preacher, forget his name, but there was this guy who, back in the early 2000s, maybe it was the late 90s, but I remember hearing this in the mid-2000s, like 15 years ago. And this guy went to hell. He was taken there for 23 minutes. His spirit was. Now, his natural body was still on earth. Of course, he's still alive. And his wife starts to give the account, and she starts talking about how it's about 3 a.m., husband's on the floor, and she hears a very loud scream. So she goes out to the living room to see what's going on. And first he couldn't speak, and then he tells her that he was given a vision of hell. Like he was sent to hell for 23 minutes. His spirit was. And so he goes, so he gives a story about everything that it's like, about the fire, about everything in it, everything that happened. And how there is so much screaming there and the different beings and all that kind of stuff. And then after that he was released, and in this CD, it's even available on YouTube. I haven't watched it in a while, so forgive my fogginess. But if you go on YouTube and you look up 23 Minutes in Hell, you'll be able to see this video. And it is just insane. It is very insane. So, oh, wow. I just looked at my phone, and it is just. I mean, the Bible says how it'll be. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, and all the other different verses in about hell. But there's also verse verses about heaven. And I can't wait for tomorrow night. Like I said, it's going to be awesome. And I'm going to sing a couple songs about heaven, including one that's called Your Presence is Heaven. And it's going to be awesome. But you can change your destiny tonight. You can have your sins commuted from hellfire to heaven. If you haven't been living right, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you die tonight, you'll go to hell. If you can ask Jesus into your Lord and ask Jesus into your life tonight, then you can make heaven. It's your choice. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that your hand is on us, that we would be like what we read about tonight, that we would be those people who do the word of the Lord God and put the word of God into practice. That will be like the house built on the rock. And I thank you, Lord God, that we will all make heaven. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word tonight, and that you've used me to do this series and for what you're doing in my life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Real quick sport. Late next week, both the NBA and Major League Baseball will be starting their seasons. Obviously, NBA will be starting in Orlando with 22 teams. And then the Major League Baseball will be starting in their respective cities. In the case of the Tigers, they'll be starting in Cincinnati on the 24th. Sadly, with no fans in the stands. Otherwise, Cincinnati would be an awesome ballpark. I've been to that ballpark before. It was awesome. And I had a lot of fun there. And so that's what we have there. The Big Ten has announced that for college football, Big Ten teams will only play other Big Ten opponents. And that would be the only games they would play for all fall sports, including football, assuming that there was a season. Do I think there'll be a season? I think so at some point, whether it be in the fall or the spring. I'm not gonna be one of those pessimists that sit here and say, no, there will not be a season. The question is just, will it be in the fall or in the spring? So we'll have to wait and see. At least with the thing of only Big Ten opponents allows the season to start a bit later. Because who knows how things will be in November. We'll have to wait and see. And then what about March, April? So that's why I said we'll have to wait and see. Also, Redskins, the Washington Redskins are not the Redskins anymore. They have changed their name. Right now they do not have a new nickname, but they have dropped the name Redskins. And what I think about that is I've heard that the name Redskins was used as an insult to Indians at one point, Native American Indians at one point. But honestly, they were known as the Redskins for a long time. I think the Redskins is, teams have a nickname, and that one for them is the name of pride. But I can think of a lot of names that could be a lot more offensive than Redskin. Some of which are words that I will not use, that are words that I refuse to use on the air. Others are words that are still, that I still won't use. But just to be saying, I think the name Redskins is the least of their worries. Don't you, Josh? I think the old Redskins thing, that was kind of crazy. Don't you? Yeah, I think it's crazy that they changed it, because even though, like you said, it's an insult, at the same time, it's crazy. It's crazy that you're like, really, you decided to change your name. And years ago, people were trying to force them to do it, like 5-6 years ago. And then this year, I had heard nothing about it, until a few days ago, but I was thinking about it like 4 or 5 days ago, and I was like, oh, watch, they go after the Redskins. And then it only takes like 4 or 5 days, and after that, they announced they're changing their name, but didn't say what to yet. And all I did was think about it, and then I'm like, I'm sure they're going to do it. And so, like I said, this whole woke thing, this whole cancel culture, we have to bind it. And for you, Satan, I bless you, Jesus. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.